Welcome to Maseches Seiduris, Perek Dal, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 4, Mishnah 8. Here's a brief introduction, although we actually learned these Mishnahs together in Maseches Yevamos. The halacha is that if a woman gets married and her husband passes away and there's no children, so she falls to Yibam to her husband's brother, there's a mitzvah for him to marry her. If he doesn't want to marry her, he gives her chalitza, which is a ceremony with removing the shoe and spinning in front of him. We saw in Maseches Yevamos in the first Mishnah that the opinion of Beis Hillel is that if, let's say, a fellow is married to a woman and his brother can't do Yibam to that woman, let's just say it's his wife's sister, so she's aser to him, he doesn't have to do Yibam to her. More than that, according to Beis Hillel, not only does he not have to do Yibam to her, but if there's a second wife, that means his deceased brother was married to two wives, neither of them have children, he not only does he not do Yibam to his wife's sister, but he doesn't even do Yibam to the tzara. A tzara is a co-wife, as it sounds like tzara. It's a pain to have a co-wife. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that tzara sarais, the co-wife of a woman that's an erva, like his wife's sister, there is Yibam. One can marry her. That's the basis for this machlekes and this Mishnah. Let's see it inside. Beis Shammai matirin es hatzaras la'achim. Beis Shammai holds that the co-wife of a woman that's prohibited for you to do Yibam because she's an erva, she's a forbidden relation, is permitted to do Yibam to her. Beis Hillel says that it's aser. Says the Mishnah, what happens if chaltzu? Let's say the brother of the deceased does chalitza to the tzara, to the co-wife of the erva, his wife's sister, l'mashal. Beis Shammai pesul malkuna. Beis Shammai says it's a vow chalitza. We know that halacha is that if a woman has chalitza, it's kind of like she got divorced, and therefore she can no longer marry a kohen. Beis Hillel says no problem, she can marry a kohen. That chalitza was absolutely nothing because there was no reason to have anything because she's a tzara's erva. Nisyabu, let's say they went ahead and did yibum. That means to say the brother of the deceased actually marries the co-wife of his wife's sister. Beis Shammai machshirim. Beis Shammai says she could get married to a kohen because it was a beautiful yibum. Beis Hillel paisin. Beis Hillel says no way, she could never marry a kohen because since according to Beis Hillel there's no yibum, comes out that it was a prohibited relation, his husband's wife, and she becomes a zayna, and a zayna is prohibited to a kohen. Says the Mishnah beautifully. Even though Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would disagree, according to Beis Shammai, if chalitza was done to the tzara serva, then she's pasul. And Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, she's kosher. If there was Yibam, Beis Hillel says she's pasul. Beis Shammai says she's kosher. Comes out that if the kosher to this person is pasul to this person, pasul to this person is kosher to this person. Like nimnu Beis Shammai melisa nashim Beis Hillel. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai married women from Beis Hillel. V'le Beis Hillel melisa nashim Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel had no issue marrying women from Beis Shammai. There was love. And there was Ava v'Yachva between them, and if there was a need, they would clarify it. Similarly, v'chalataris v'atuma shoyu eil mitam, eil mitam. And we just saw so many machloikasin of situations where Beis Hillel said something is tar, Beis Shammai says it's tamei, and vice versa. Still, like nimnu li as oisim taris eilu gabi eilu. They trusted one another when it came to the laws of taris, understanding that if it was a questionable thing, they would let one another know. As the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, that there was chiba, there was reus, there was love, and there was friendship between them, as the Pasuk says in Zechariah, v'ha'emes v'ha'shalom o'avay. The truth and love always endures. As the Gemara says, I think it's in Maseches Kedushin, as v'ayv b'sufa, even though there's a disagreement and a strife at the time of the machlokes, but when they walk away together, as v'ayv b'sufa, at b'sayf, at the end, there's love. This is a beautiful way to show that when there's machlokes in Klal Yisrael, and machlokes amongst Gedolim, it's never personal, there's still respect, there's love, and there's reverence, and this Mishnah proves that. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.